Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight's episode is the second and last part to Session 11. The audio quality is a mixed bag, as it's been spliced together from two differently recorded audio sources. As was mentioned at the beginning of the first part to this session, we had some technical difficulties during the recording. Hopefully it's not too distracting to you all. Comments? Leave them on the forums at obsidianportal.com. Remember to do a search there for Steam, Steel, and Murder to find our page. Also, leaving comments on iTunes would help spread our listenership greatly. But now, back to our story, already in progress. Gavin, there is another one of these French officer, these dressed like a French officer guys come out from the back of Rick's, like from where the kitchen area is. And he goes and converses with the two people at the table, and they get up suddenly. Both of them kind of feel down on their left hip, and then they all three of them rush out the door.
All right, I'm interested. I'll follow them.
All right, are you trying to be inconspicuous about it, or are you being obvious?
Yeah, I'm trying to be conspicuous. I was being more conspicuous than Plan B, but that's now abandoned.
All right, that's a burglary roll then, just to kind of shadow them without being seen.
Ooh. The dice are hating us.
Well, it's a one.
Alright. Well, let's see. They don't seem to be paying too much attention to you. They're kind of focused on their task. It looks like they're all running down to a vehicle that's parked up the corner.
I don't have any way of following them easily. So. Oh, it's nighttime. Look at what after the...
Very fast, right? Well, if you're trying to keep up with them, an athletics roll to see if you can do so without passing out from being winded. But yeah, they really can't travel very fast, but it is slightly faster than a person could walk fast in this kind of fog.
That's the looks of one.
That's a one?
Yeah.
It's a success. You'll be winded, but you'll be able to keep them in sight enough. The glow that kind of surrounds the car from their headlamps, it gets kind of diffused by all the fog, makes them very easy to follow since there aren't really any other cars out tonight.
All right.
They're heading. Yeah. You're hoofing it many blocks.
How far are we from the broken cogs?
Well, Rick's is in another district, but it's in a close district. You're going to be hoofing it for about eight to ten blocks.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Okay, well, back to this.
One success, you're able to do it. You're just going to be eight blocks.
I'll blow a chip. I've got tons of them. I'm a disciplined man. That's a three.
Sure.
So you're just a plus two for that.
Oh, no, that's good. Okay, with the three, you're actually the handily kept up. And apparently, Gavin's been doing some running or swimming in his off hours. Or he's really inspired this time, whichever. Meanwhile, back at the bar, the one guy is holding on to Victor, and he's trying to get him into the kitchen. Victor sees Ilsa kind of slump over, and he's fighting the guy trying to get to Ilsa. Meanwhile, the guy... The would-be assassin's kind of staggered a little bit, but it seems like his head's clearing, and he's extended his other arm. And you see both of his hands, both of his arms kind of have this foot-long blade that kind of stick out on either side. And the covering over his face has kind of fallen just a little bit, and you can see that his skin is really very dry and flaky, almost scale-like. And he seems to be trying to locate Victor, and then just as you're able to convince the crowd to let you go, Bishop, he sees Victor, and it looks like he's going right for him. All right, just one of you two, whoever's got the larger alertness roll, just give me a roll. I'm just doing simple initiative. It's just going to be their turn, your turn, instead of breaking it all up.
Okay, four.
Happens about the same time. What are your guys' actions? He's going for Victor. He's going to try and gut Victor.
Taser.
Can I get close enough to spray him?
Close enough to him to what? Sorry.
Spread?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to go up and pull out a hose from my doctor bag and spray him.
If he's not already down from my excellent shot.
Well, yeah, of course.
This kind of all happens at once, though. So he is going to make his roll on Victor. You're going to be... I'm going to see you're at a -2 to hit him, Bishop, because you've got a large crowd around you that's kind of...
No problem.
Also going in that direction. May hit some bystanders.
This is what I've been practicing for.
All right, so let's just have the rolls then. Give me shooting there, Bishop.
3.
Give me your roll, Alex. And he's going to go after Victor. And Victor is going to, well, Victor's going to try to beat him. Victor's going to try to beat him to a pulp because he's harmed Ilsa, so. All right. What was your total, Bishop?
3. That was after all your penalties.
That was after the penalties? Okay, well, you do hit. I believe your stun gun does a +1.
Yeah. So 4 total. Does that knock him down or not?
I'll tell you the results in just a sec. And what was your result there, Alex?
I had a... I lost my roll. 2. But I think I'm going to spend a fate chip and say I was in a war, you know. I've had practice shooting.
Okay. You want to add a +2 or are you re-rolling?
I'm going to add a +2.
All right.
So that puts it up to a 4 plus 2 for the stun or for the stun effect of the spray.
All right. All right. You both hit him. Victor is actually able to get in kind of a punch too. One of the guy's daggers that stick out of his left hand does slice into Victor, drawing some blood, but doesn't seem to be a mortal wound. Just as your gas at close range and or your spray and the taser shots hit him at the same time. I am going. Let's see. He is going to take a consequence to not go down right now, and a significant one. I'm going to say what happens is the taser, he loses the use of his left arm, and he's going to be not able to move as well. He's half paralyzed, that is what's going to go on. But he's going to still be up and fighting. So you guys are right next, well, Alex, you're right next to him now. Bishop, you kind of fired the crowd, made a good enough shot that you didn't hit anyone else, but people did dive out of the way when they saw you drawing on him.
Good. Maybe they'll be out of the way the next shot.
Unfortunately, Victor seems to be in a rage at Ilsa falling, so he's not leaving. Victor's going to continue swinging at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
How bad, can I make a quick assessment on how bad, Ilsa looks? Does she look, really bad off or?
An assess will be an action, but you can do that.
I want to bring down first because I don't want 2 people injured, so I'll wait on that.
Okay. What are your actions this round?
I'm going to continue spraying him in the face.
All right.
Taser, and I yell, "Doctor, on Ilsa!"
Okay. Both of you give me your damage rolls again. He's actually going to try to fend you guys off this time. He's pretty injured.
I'm still at the -2, right?
Yes, you haven't closed, so there's still a crowd around you that you're firing through.
I'm a good enough shot. I don't have to worry.
I have a 2 to hit, +2 for the weapon. So 4?
Well, you only get the +2 is once you've actually hit. It's a +2 to what you're doing for damage.
6.
Yeah, I figured that.
Actually, you and the assassin tie, so he's able to fend everybody off this round. He's very fast, and as he's whipping around to fend off both of you guys and Victor, actually, let's see what Victor does.
Come on, Victor, get a 4.
No, Victor just kind of flails around uselessly.
more of the wrappings fall off his snake, off his face, and you see his eyes are bright yellow, and they've got kind of the cat slit or reptilian look to them. Both of you guys, I want you to make me a discipline check now.
French! 3.
Nice.
I've seen soldiers like this before. 5.
Okay. 3. Neither one of you are really phased. I mean, it's kind of freaky, but...
it's the French, and I've already seen freakier creatures.
A lot of people in the crowd do kind of get repelled at this. Victor doesn't seem to notice. And now the would-be assassin seems to think that you guys are the primary threat, so he's going to, in earnest, attack the both of you.
Doctor's closer!
I have!
New actions. What are you guys doing?
Taser.
Does he look like he's going for me? If I can step away, I'm gonna try to assess her now, because it's been too long already.
Okay, so you're gonna try to assess. That's fine.
Unless I get the sense that he's going to attack me, in which case I'm gonna sprint back.
Well, the way this works is if you state your action, if you have to change it due to someone else's action, you can change it, but you're at a -1 to the roll.
Okay.
Since you're kind of going at the same time, you really won't know until it happens, you know?
Yeah.
His stated action was he was going to attack you both, but you don't know at this point if he's going for you or him.
Gotcha.
Okay. Bishop, are you closing or are you just firing from a distance?
I'm going to close and fire.
Okay.
Because that should be only a -1 versus my -2 for shooting in the crowd.
Right, and you'll no longer have the -2 because you closed. So, yeah, go ahead and roll Bishop. And he's going after Bishop, so you can make your assess, Alex.
Let's see. That's at a -2, so that's a 5.
She's dying. If she doesn't get immediate attention, she will die.
All right, I'm applying immediate attention, then. That'll be my next action.
Okay.
4.
Okay, he actually slides in. He's gonna get one above you, so he's gonna slice you with one of his little, blades that are off his still working arm. Actually, no, never mind. You haven't tagged that yet. You can tag his injured arm as an aspect and get a +2 to your roll.
Okay, I'll take that, and that puts me at 6.
To chip the first time you tag it, you don't have to spend a chip.
Okay, then I tag that and get a 6.
All right, so yeah, you will do another blow to him. He's going to have to take another consequence to keep fighting. So instead, here's what he's going to do. He's going to take another consequence. What you do is you get a good shot on him, and he's now on fire.
What?
You hit his what's left of his clothing, and it ignites. And that's going to be his consequence. He is now on fire.
Probably a little bit of the gas caught on fire, too.
And
the aerosolized gas on him.
Right. Since he now is not into the negatives, he is going to concede by... While he's on fire, he rushes towards the front and smashes out a window as he's going, so that he's... The fire catching further as he runs across the room and just makes a leap through the window as the glass breaks out around him, and he goes tumbling into the streets to get away.
I'm going to chase after the bastard.
You're going to give him chase?
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, in the bar, what was your doctoring? Have you done a doctoring role yet, Alex?
I did it for assessing, but I haven't done another one. It's gonna be a 10.
Oh, a 10, okay. You stabilize her, you keep her from bleeding out, but you're pretty sure she's poisoned. You're able to slow it a little bit. Looks like she's taken a really deep, she was pierced very deeply in her abdomen, so you can't really suck the venom out, but you can keep her from bleeding out, and you've got some drugs in your handy bag. To keep her stabilized enough to get her to a hospital and perhaps some anti-venom of some sort. But you can tell by her thready pulse that she was poisoned as well. And now that you think of that, give me an alertness roll.
Yeah, the other guy's poisoned as well. Do I need to make alertness for that? Because I figured as much since he got stabbed.
For something out. Go ahead and give me the roll.
Oh. Apparently I didn't see it at a minus one unless I can spend the fate.
That's actually perfect. You have the thought that, Wade, Victor was cut as well, and you start looking around and you don't see Victor immediately. He doesn't seem to be what he was the last time you saw him.
I say hello to Victor as I'm running next to him.
Crap.
Now, Victor,
I'm going to call out. I'm going to call out to the bartender. Call the hospital.
Okay.
No, call my office and get my PA to prepare some anti venom. Actually.
Well, first he
delivers
your card, so he has a number to call.
Well, yeah.
He just hands you the phone. It's got a really long wire on it on a spool so that it can go to most of the distance with the bar and hands it over to you.
I'm going to call my office, get my PA on the have him, or get my secretary to get my PA to get prepared the necessary anti-venom and come down to this location and pick her up. I need to go hunt down the other person.
All right. It's probably, we said they started around 10, so it's like almost 11 o'clock at night.
Bert?
Let's have a rapport roll with your nurse to see if she's...
Hey, Bert, for a second, we're going to pause the call, see if that helps.
Okay.
Yep. It worked.
Oh, no.
A rapport roll just to see how dedicated your nurse is, if she's still going to be at your clinic this late at night. Most people don't have phones. Your clinic would, but your nurse may not.
Well, can I do resources instead, since I was planning on having my office as the specialty of the resource?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, no problem.
So,
she's a little blurry in her speech. It seems like you got her while she was asleep, but emergency.
I figured with the level of my resources and everything, I actually have two.
Cool.
One for day, one for night, so I can always be reached.
All right.
And they're going to wake up the bleary PA, because I only have one of those.
Sounds good.
One thing you would know is that if you're trying to transport someone in the middle of the night, you've got the fog to contend with and all that sort of issue.
Yeah, it will take them longer to get here because it's hard to go anywhere at night in Metapole unless you use the pneumatic subways, which are fairly quick.
Or your Drina. Or us.
Yeah.
I kick out of my pocket one of the extra glasses as I'm running out.
All right. So you're running after him. We're going to do a couple of rounds of contested athletics rolls.
Great.
If he beats you out before you beat him out, he's going to be able to run faster than you and get away.
Damn it. And this is when we need Drina, because she's faster than you. Woo. Three.
He has a four, so he is outdistancing you.
Yes, but he's on fire.
There you go. You can tap the on-fire aspect, so it was easy to see in the fog.
Yes, and I'm wearing the nice glasses, so that'll...
Right. So that'll put you one up on him, so you're basically one box on his chart. But around the corner, you see this kind of halo of diffused light. You hear the sound of like an automobile that's coming down the street.
Oh.
Hi, Bishop.
By the way, while I'm running, do I see Victor?
No, you don't.
Okay.
All right. Can you get one more athletics roll?
Three again.
All right. He also got a three even. You can't tap the aspect off him for free, but you can still tap it if you want to spend a chip. His action is he's diving into the police car, into the car as it's going by.
And if I make the athletics roll, will I be able to get another shot on him?
If you make the athletics roll, you'll be right next to him before he jumps in. So if you want to resort to fist fighting him or whatever, you can, but you will stop him from jumping into the car.
Can I just take a shot instead of this last athletics roll to try and stop him one last time before he jumps in?
Sure.
My gun is ranged.
that's fine, but I'm going to say minus four because of the fog.
Do the goggles indicate anything?
Say that again?
Did the goggles, since I put them on while I was running, Drina's goggles, I know they're not as effective if I'm not with Drina's special lights, but do they mitigate any of the fog?
Since there are some street lights, okay, we'll call it minus two since you have the goggles.
Goggles, do something, something.
And that's a four.
Okay. He's going to dive into the car. That's a three. So you will hit him, but it's not enough to take him out. Well, no, it is. He's already taken two consequences. Sure. Are you using the special function?
No, I'm using the regular function.
Okay. He collapses to the sidewalk. Two guys come out of the car and start pulling him in, though. One of them draws something. It's kind of hard to tell. And he's using the door of his car as kind of like a shield, and he starts pointing at whatever it is at you.
It's a gun. I know. It's probably illegal. I'm going to start running sideways.
And Gavin, since you ended up getting a three on that roll to follow, you're going to be rounding the corner. You just saw the discharge of an electrical gun. So you see the commotion going around the vehicle. Meanwhile, inside, the place is starting to clear out. Like, people are now starting to, like, hey, you know, we might very well get arrested for whatever's going on here. So people are starting to creep out of McNally's. They're not doing it too obvious because they don't want to seem to be, you know, unpatriotic or whatever. But a lot of people are starting to fade away. And Alex, you do notice that Victor is kind of half in, half out of the kitchen door. It looks like he's collapsed.
Okay, I'm going to go over and try to apply some stuff to slow down the
cut is shallow, but you know from Ilsa that he's been poisoned. So just a medical roll to kind of get his heart to stabilize. Pulse is really erratic.
And my specialization is medicine, so that puts it at a six.
Oh, very good. You calm down his heart rate a little bit. He starts breathing a little easier. He's still tagged with the aspect poison, basically, but you're keeping him from dying.
I'm gonna probably try to keep him from leaving by knocking him unconscious.
You're gonna gas him?
Yes.
All right. You don't have to really roll for it because he's not in good enough a condition to resist it. So yeah, you gas him and knock him out.
The patrons then knock you out.
All right. Okay. So outside, Bishop, you dive into a doorway, or are you trying to dive back into McNally's?
No, I'm kind of just trying to get a better, diving to the side so I can get a better angle around the door.
All right. Well, one guy's trying to pull the assassin into the car. The other guy seems to be covering them. What are you doing? He will succeed unless you stop him in doing this.
I'm going to fire my taser.
All right. Well,
at the guy trying to load him in.
Okay, so you're firing at the guy that's trying to load him in?
Yeah.
The guy firing at you is going to be doing it uncontested.
Wait, I have a question. There's the guy who's firing at me. Is there a driver that's separate of the other two?
There doesn't appear to be, but it's kind of hard to tell.
Okay, then I'm going to shoot the guy with the gun, and that means he's probably the driver.
All right, so you're going to try to shoot at the guy that's covering you with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're both rolling our firearm skill then.
Is that a negative four? I'm at a negative two.
Right.
I guess we're equal now. Let's see, two.
Well, he's going to have a net zero. He's actually.
I got a two.
Okay, and you zap him. It's not quite enough to take him out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, that does leave his friend the time to get the assassin into the car. Gavin, are you going to do anything?
I don't know that they're firing at Bishop because I can't see him.
Right.
And they don't know that I'm there, and I have no reason to think that this is something that I need to involve myself in. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on what's going on, but I'm not going to be taking an active role because I don't know I need to.
Okay, they've gotten the assassin into the car. The one guy is still kind of covering you from his defensive position by the door. Actually, I should have given him armor for that. I forgot. He's going to attempt to get into the car this round.
I'm going to shoot him.
All right. Make it a little bit more difficult since you're trying to shoot him around a car and he's got the car door.
Mm.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. You bounced off the
station. That's a total of 10 before all penalties.
No problem. You only had to get one more to, he's just an extra. You only have to do 3 to knock him out. Okay.
Bounce the taser shot off the other side of the sheet.
Bounces off the side view mirror and, goes through the car and zaps the driver. You hear, this grunt as he slumps over the wheel. The other guy is basically just takes his foot and boots the guy out of the seat and
yes.
takes the driver's position.
Did he boot him outside the car? Cause I wasn't sure if he closed the door by then.
Yeah. He boots him out through the door that's, still open. He wasn't able to get the door closed and inside. You got him before that happened. So he's taken over, his action is to boot him out and to slide over into the seat. He seems to have gotten the guy hung up in the door frame, so he's not quite out of the car. He doesn't seem to care. He turns the car on.
Okay. Time to kind of start talking. I'm going to get out of the way and start jogging after the car, and if they try to speed, they'll crash.
That's fine. I mean, you could stop him if you wanted.
Okay. What do I need to do to stop him?
Yeah, he just got it turned on.
It's an electric engine, right?
Yes.
If I were to shock it, what would happen?
Don't know. You never shot one before.
Hey, let's see what happens. I'm going to try and shock the engine. Hopefully it'll overjuice it. Okay. That's a total of 6 after the -2 for distance. I don't know if I get any bonus because it's a bigger target.
The small car, just as the guy gets the ignition on, the headlamps flare on, and you hit the car square into the front, and it explodes.
Ouch. Okay, you get a positive now for trying to see them in the dark.
The car is now on fire. That's the end of this. These guys are toast.
I'm guessing.
No, I tried to run and save one guy. I tried to save the one guy who was hanging out. Maybe he got blown off the door.
If you want, but they're out of the conflict. All 3 of them have been taken out. So
I just want to make sure. I'm hoping at least one of them is alive.
Oh, yeah. You've got a doctor back there. You could save all 3, I suppose.
If I realize I'm near McNally's, I'll probably head towards, Cogwheel should say, I'll head towards that.
Do I see movement in the darkness?
Do you shoot it?
Give me an alertness roll.
2.
Yes, you see movement in the darkness. You're not sure what it is.
Who goes there?
Well, do I recognize Bishop's voice?
I would imagine so.
So do I know where he is?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll move over there.
He's back illuminated by the flames of the car.
Well, I'm trying to avoid the car. I'll go near him. I'm just trying to be quiet. Bishop, what's happening?
There's an assassination attempt on Victor. Elsa's been hit, and Victor, I don't know what's his state. You need to go back and look for Dr. Alex. Got it. Can you go in there and at least yell for a guy named Alex that I need medical attention, or at least help me?
He's calling after me, or would he go?
I take the guy who looks the least dead. No, is the assassin still alive?
They're all 3 going to die if they don't get medical attention, but you could say, well...
I want to drag one of them back to the center.
You have to drag one of them into McNally. You'll be able to save one. Let's put it that way.
Hmm.
If you get someone out here, you could potentially save all 3, but you do hear sirens in the distance.
I'm going to drag the assassin. He'll probably know the most, even though he's probably animal intellect.
Okay, so you're going to pull the assassin out of the car and take him into McNally's?
And say...
Stop giving the GM ideas.
No, no.
Sure, you can drag him in. He's actually heavier than he looks. It's a little bit of a struggle to do so. You have an athletics greater than one?
Yeah, I have one.
You're okay then. I mean, it takes a bit, but you're able to drag him into McNally's. You do drag him, though. You're not able to fireman's carry him. He's a little too heavy for that.
I need medical attention. This guy just was in an exploding car.
Bring him over here.
It's the assassin. We need him alive so he can talk. And I kind of bind his arms a little bit, you know, do a little bit of binding.
I'll treat him and then I'll...
What's up with him?
What?
Elder and Victor, what's up with him?
Oh, they seem to have suffered a minor, actually major poisoning, minor on Victor. I'm assuming that's the guy there. I'm having a member from my office bring some antidote by, and we're going to treat him more intensely at my office.
Will we be able to move him?
Yeah, they should be fine. They're stable for now.
Okay, we've got to get them to the docks then. We've got to get them out of here.
And with that, let's take a 5-minute break so I can start a new recording.
Okay. I actually had a question.
Go ahead.
About the, what does the guy look like since most of his clothes burned off? I mean, are the blades actually attached to him or what?
No, they're weapons. I mean, he's holding them and they're kind of, strapped to his arms. They're not part of him, but he has a definite reptilian look to his face. Like he's either got a really bad skin condition or he has very fine scales and his eyes are just really bizarre.
French genetics, that's what he was talking about, so that's what I figure it is. Stupid French. They should have surrendered.
All right, let's take a break. Take a bot. You need to use the restroom anyway. Be right back.
Yay!
Someone take out Marcus's place.
All right, I have started back the recording. So you guys are all inside of McNally's. There's this burning wreck of a car outside as two men are left to barbecue outside as you bring these strange altered Frenchmen inside.
How long has the paper? How long do I think it's going to take my PA to actually get down here?
It's difficult to tell. You don't normally make calls to this neighborhood. And they're going to have to take the subway to get here quicker than on foot. So it really is hard for you to tell. Gavin, to answer your question, you're right. There were three people that left the bar, but there were only two in the car. You noticed as you passed.
All right. My PA is probably going to hate me for this, but I suggest we take my car and head back to my office, and I'll make it up to them later.
I look at you and
it's gonna take a while to get down there with all this fog.
It's probably gonna take you even longer by driving to get back.
That's true. But I'm guessing that, based off of what just happened here, you guys don't want any questions.
More than that, there's something else we have to do. We have to take these to the doc. Who are you? I say the doctor.
I am Dr. Alexander Barba.
Right.
He's in the same group as us.
Give me a roll there, Gavin, for your contacts. You know that he's on file with the guilds as well as a troubleshooter then. You may have even looked at his file at one point.
Right. If we can move them, I suggest we take them out to the docks right now. You meet us there with the antidote when you get it off the secretary.
I would have it back at my office as well. That's what I'm saying is we should probably head there. He's just not going to be very happy with me.
I'm thinking, Tom, we need to get out of here now. Yep.
While you guys are debating, you do hear the sirens getting closer outside.
Let's go. We might want to take the back door. We each grab a body. I'll
they
take
can
Steely
walk.
After
they just
you
need
treat
help
him for his burn wounds.
They can walk. You just need help. The French guy is actually. Did you ever make a medicine roll for him? Did Alex ever make a medicine roll? Yeah, he is dying. If you want to try and stop that from happening,
he needs a 9.
No. He is dying.
I'm gonna stop it. For 6.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
I'm thinking he's the scapegoat. We leave him here to explain what happened.
I thought you guys would question him.
He'll be questioned by the right people. We'll just hog-tie him and do the right stuff and remove his blades.
We got to go.
Okay. I quickly tie him up, disattach his blades, and kind of keep them away and kind of tie him to a chair or something so that he can't really move.
I'm sure I'm going to be evil. Will be there to take care of him.
I'm going to be evil here. Since you're doing this in a rush, give me an athletics roll. Don't fail.
2.
Okay. You managed to not cut yourself getting off the extremely sharp blades.
In the meantime, we're moving out.
Sure. Which way are you going or how are you leaving?
To my car. That's my suggestion.
I give him my glasses, and after I tie him up and run out after him and jog up next to the car, I tap touch to the door since they're already heading and get in the back.
Okay.
Then I say, here, use these. They're not going to be as effective, but they should let you drive faster. And I don't.
Does somebody else want to drive while I watch the patients?
I can drive.
Okay. Use your pair.
All right. Are you taking it slow or are you driving quickly, Gavin?
I'm going to be driving quickly.
Okay. Give me a driving roll. Only -2 because of the glasses.
Only you were spinning a chip. I'll go easy one, knuckle down and get the job done. I'll take a re-roll on that because I'm just kind of, because I need to do better than that. And see if I can. So what'd you say? -2.
-2.
That puts me to 0.
Okay. Well, a zero means that you can get there. It just, you get lost along the way a little bit, so it takes longer than you thought, but you don't crash. So that's up to you.
Do I need at least just a success or like
water? You just need a success to be able to do what you want to do inelegantly.
Okay. I just spend a chip to get there with one, to get a +1.
Sure.
Actually, no, I'm just trying to think. Yeah. Oh, eye for detail. There we go. +2.
Sure. You careen through the fog-filled streets at night. You actually see, since you're wearing the glasses on, the police cars as they're going towards the McNally's, also going very slow since they're not able to go as fast as you can safely. You do, however, wing a lamppost as you take a corner a little too sharply, but you do get to the doctor's place of business in record time. Everybody can go ahead and refresh one fate chip. Scenes have been pretty
good.
That's
okay. It's not his vehicle, right? He doesn't care.
Exactly. After we treat them, we need to get to the dock.
Yeah. Dock?
Oh, wrong type of dock. Gotcha.
With a K.
Alex, your clinic is apparently open 24 hours, or at least there is a nurse there late at night, so...
They don't see anything?
I tell them not to see anything, yeah. I'm going to go in there and get what I need to treat them.
Okay.
And
sure, you don't need a roll for
treat
that.
Them inside.
Right.
Did we leave the passports behind?
I've got them. You should have them. So I knew.
I gave it to her.
Passports.
If you gave them to Ilsa, they're still on Ilsa. If you did.
And okay. I've got the backup copies I got anyway. So
they might be a little sticky with blood, but she still has
them. I'll get the new ones.
The ones I have are not, so that's still fine.
Alex, what I'm going to ask for Alex, you don't need to roll a medicine roll, but I am going to ask for a fate chip to say that you have the venom you need, the anti-venom you need here. One of the expenditures of a fate chip is to say this exists or I have this for a scene or a game, whatever. So I will ask that for you to have the exact anti-venom you need.
Yep. All right, Tom. No problem.
All right. Sure. And injections, all around. Heartbeats do steady out a little bit. They stop perspiring. They seem to be more with it. Victor is, just rattles off, in this language that you guys, I don't think any of you would speak it.
The two of us probably speak. Oh, no, not Polish. I don't.
And
I speak German, if that helps.
You know what?
Speak English, please.
Right. If anyone actually speaks German, you will catch enough of his words to know that he's basically cursing this cesspit of a city, this cesspit of of a district.
We are getting you out now.
We're getting you out of this city now, okay? And you can go take.
You don't understand. Do you speak German, Marcus?
No. But I'm pretty sure. I'm going to guess that he's probably cursing. Just because I know I have good enough empathy to probably tell that he's cursing vehemently. That sounds the same in every language.
I'm just going to laugh slightly as he's cursing everything about the city.
I tell him that we're getting him out now in German.
All right. He calms down a little and says, but we need papers. We don't have passports. The French will stop us. This is where you find out Ilsa still has them as she fishes them out of her coat. And they are covered in blood. one of them is just fine. One of them is just fine.
I'm just going to nonchalantly say, what's wrong with those passports? Those are perfectly fine.
I've got copies. They're good.
Why would you need copies? Those look perfectly fine to me.
I give him a strange look.
We're off to the dock, by the way.
Yes, yeah, so let's go. Let's take his car. Are we going to leave him or take him?
Taking the car, I would have thought. I think if he wants to, it'll help if he comes because he can do anything the doctoring on the go. But
okay, come on, let's go.
If you're taking my car, I'm coming with.
Okay,
yeah, fine.
All right. Since you did actually think to get the duplicates, James, you can take a chip because now you have robbed me of my scene where Ilsa says, no, Victor, you take it. Leave me.
I never got a chance to plant them.
I'm glad we had a doctor this time.
The problems of two kids in the wheel do add up to more than a hill of beans.
Exactly, yes. You don't get to recite the Casablanca scene.
I still, if you didn't have the passports, I still would totally tell that they need to be sent off for foreign treatment and they need to be quarantined on the ship.
All right. So you guys go to the docks. You're using the same car?
Yep.
Okay. Who's driving?
Gavin.
Slowly or quickly?
There's a dent in my car now.
You don't see it. There's too much fog. Go get in there.
Slowly or quickly?
Quickly.
All right. Give me another roll. -2.
Oh, Bert, I want to leave a note with my nurse to tell the physician's assistant I'm sorry and to come back to the or go back home.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't think we've managed to refresh any of our aspects yet, have we?
What's that?
We haven't managed to refresh any of our.
Oh aspects. Yeah. It's they refresh after each scene. So the bar was a scene. This is a new scene.
So yeah, I'm just thinking. Okay, I'm going to tap on the disciplined man again. Because I was rolling badly, and it gets me a 1.
Okay, same thing. You put a dent on the opposite side of the car. when you do get down to the docks, Bishop, recognize...
I know someone who can help you with the car, don't worry.
Bishop, you recognize the docks you're at. This is the docks that Mr. White was in control of, and sure enough... he's waiting there under one light that's been left conspicuously on at the dock as you guys come over. Yeah. So this is the cargo, huh? Kind of looks him over. A little excitement tonight as he looks over the huge blood stain on front of Ilsa's shirt and coat.
I'm sure the steamer will be leaving too quickly in order for anything to be associated with it.
Yeah, papers say that it leaves at midnight. You're just on time. And he takes you down. It's a steamer that's heading up upriver to the next city over that has less. Well, it is mostly this one is sponsored by the guilds as like I've said before is kind of a test bed. They're trying out some new ways of doing things. The city that the steamer is heading for, I will come up with a suitable name later, but it's actually one that is sponsored by a colony, so it's not actually guild-controlled at all from
the
there.
The Victor and Ilsa know about what I've arranged for them there.
Right. From there, they can arrange a flight elsewhere or a Zeppelin out. They've got the passports they need to get into the country, into France. That was the important thing.
I'm gonna pull out an notepad and write down some very illegible treatment orders to make sure that they get well and hand it to Victor.
Nice. Doctor's prescriptions. I need that morphine now, please. Very good.
No, no, not for the patient. It's for me. I need it to relax.
I could give you some knockout gas if you want to relax.
Sure. So Victor and Ilsa are basically, they have a crate prepared for them that is actually, you know, it's a wooden crate on the outside, fairly large, like something you'd move machinery in. But inside, they've got like this nice sofa, a little table, it's got a little bar with some beverages and food in it. And so they're.
A little TV with a DVD player, maybe a PlayStation 3.
Not quite. Then the crate is nailed closed on the outside, and a quarantine sticker is taped over the outside of it. And Mr. White says, well, does this make us even, guys? Thinking back, you guys kind of got Mr. White's bacon out of the fryer not too long ago, so he's been owing you a favor.
Given the various other things we've done, I'd be willing, happy to count this as a favor that I owe you.
All right, mm-hmm. Nods at you. Well, I know you guys do good work when you put your mind to it, so I may be calling on that.
No problem.
I thank you.
Nope.
So the ship is
keeps us active. That's good.
Somebody want to explain to me what just happened?
No, you don't need to know until someone calls on you and someone up high. You'll know who I'm talking about when they call you. And then we just walk off. Me and Gavin walk off into the darkness. He's just standing there next to his dented car.
We will cut to.
We will need the car to get back to somewhere decent and metaphorable.
We should probably just take it to Trina's.
We go get in the car and drive off, leaving him at the dock.
We will cut to the next morning then. Since you are a doctor and you have patients bright and early, and there's no rest for the wicked. You show up as usual, I would imagine, at your clinic.
Yes.
Yes, your nurses are a little put out with you, but they manage.
Oh, my physician's assistant is livid at me, and I'm sure he's cussing me out for having to go to the bad part of town to deliver something, only to find like a ton of cops all over the place, and he gets in there and nothing, like nobody there.
Mm. But you get a... A man comes in about mid-afternoon into your shop, wearing a very well-tailored black suit, and he's wearing kind of like what look like blast goggles on his eyes, and he's got some kind of apparatus hanging out of his left ear and kind of trailing down onto his throat, and he speaks with your secretary. You kind of see this through like the windows of one of your observatory rooms. And he hands a note to your secretary, and he walks out. And, like, he leaves your establishment. When you're done with your patient, a secretary comes in and hands you a letter. And it is a formal summons. hold on just a second, guys.
Who's breathing into their mic?
It's a formal summons by Tesla. He's requesting you meet him at Power, which is at the central of Metapol, at 3 p.m. this afternoon.
And of course, I assume that he's got some sort of medical issue I want to treat. He wants me to treat. So I come with my full doctor's bag and everything like that.
Yes, after canceling your 3 o'clock appointment, my wife chimes in.
No, I just have my physician's assistant to handle that. He does most of the work in the office anyway. I just sit back and occasionally get consulted on stuff.
Mm-hmm. You guys have much of the same thing happen at various places. Although for Gaven, the man in the dark suit and blast glasses show up at work and hand you the message without a word and leaves. Bishop, you get a pounding on your door far too early in the morning, well, in the afternoon for your tastes. Very intimidating guy in a black suit, well-tailored, with these blast goggles on and the strange device in his ear, hands you a message without a word and turns around and leaves.
Good to see you, sir. Close the door. Look at the message.
Yep. So it's all the same thing. Tesla's requesting that you appear at Power at 3 o'clock.
Okay. I'll, since I remember what happened last time, I'll leave my, stun gun and I'll just have to go all fisticuffs and make sure I'm not carrying anything dangerous.
Yeah, I assume that all three of you go.
My taser with me, but I'm fully expecting to hand it in.
So. Yeah. So you guys get there at various times, but go through the same rigmarole where you've gone through the weapons detector and the
I hand them the gun before you go into the weapons detector. Yes.
I hand him my Tesla gun, but I'm assuming he needs doctoring, so I bring him my doctor's bag, which okay. I don't know whether that'll detect as a weapon or not.
Yeah, actually, you don't get too far into the special corridor before the red lights start blaring off and guards come into the corridor.
By the way, Bert, mm-hmm. in the morning, I would have tried to go by, check out McNally's to see if I could get my briefcase. Because I'm pretty sure I probably dropped that in. I expect I probably dropped that and left it because I was carrying the big beluga.
Sure, you probably, that's why you were maybe still asleep that late in the afternoon because you'd gone by early morning at McNally's. You can't actually get into McNally's. The whole place has been basically police taped off and they have police out front, who you do know. The kind of wave at you as you're walking by, do you attempt to go in or do you just keep walking?
I keep walking and I figure I'll just make a request for it of Tesla that I can get my suitcase back.
Alex, after they straighten out your bag is what's causing the alarms to go off, they do ask that you relinquish your bag before you go and see Tesla.
I'll give him the canister of gas out of the bottom and see if that fixes the issue.
No, or they don't want you to bring anything in that could be a weapon, potentially.
Scalpels? No.
Yeah, no. I figured that would be. But he needs medical attention. Isn't that why I was called here? How am I going to do that without my medical bag?
I'm afraid you are likely not summoned for your medical expertise, sir. Tesla's man is quite an adept surgeon. I'm afraid he has other issues. The guard looks at you rather sternly.
All right, fine. He gives over his bag.
You guys do make it back up to the apartment that you had seen before with Tesla. The scene that you come upon is Tesla is like his legs are into they're in these large, booted mechanical contraption while his butler is kind of strapping this frame onto his back, and there's like these large gauntlets that come around to the front of his hands, and it looks like he's being fitted, you know, like the guy, he's got a tape measure out, it looks like he's being fitted for this thing. butler pulls out this case. It looks like it's got some kind of multi-barreled weapon on it that Tesla is able to easily heft with his augmented arm. And he kind of attaches it to the left arm as you guys walk in, and he kind of swings it over your direction in greeting. Oh, hello, come in. I'm almost done.
I do the normal ducking thing as the barrel goes in my direction.
It doesn't even faze me. So I see he got a hold of the mecha from session one. Anyway,
yep. So his manservant starts taking Tesla out of the suit, and you know, Tesla's acting nonchalant the whole time. He's like brushing off parts of it as if he were being fitted for an outing suit. And he slides on his silk smoking vest as he takes his chair and asks you all to sit down.
Hey, take a seat.
I'll take a seat as well.
his manservant comes out with a silver tray that's got three manila folders on it and hands each one of you a folder.
Ooh, another folder.
Okay, pick up a folder.
I kind of open it and I do a quick scan for any pictures of Harris.
No pictures of Harris. There are, however, the sepia tone pictures of McNally's, several of them taken apparently during the rally. There's a beautiful picture of Bishop being tackled by three guys and one of them holding up a stun gun.
Please tell me they got a brilliant picture of me firing over the crowd, right?
No, unfortunately not. There is a picture of a man that's kind of laying half in and half out of the kitchen. His top half is in the kitchen, so you can't see who he is. And you, Alex, there's a great close-up of you bent over a woman that you can't make out as you're administering to her. And Tesla,
any shots at me?
I could
no,
I could
no shots to me, Gavin.
As you look shifty, not knowing that he doesn't need to.
Tesla says, oh, no need to explain anything. There was apparently a lawful gathering at McNally's last night, in which a anti-guild sympathizer caused a problem with the two unknown guests. And there appeared to have been a car bomb outside of McNally's as well. No doubt intended to be ran into the building. And I assure you, of course, the guilds had nothing to do with this, as we related to the French officers when wondering why some of their men were found in that particular car. Certain documents were found showing that they were, in fact, infiltrators, not French at all. And were there to kill these two noted guests. These documents were found, and of course they're irrefutable proof that they staged this. These men in the picture are unknown to us.
I shake my head, clearly shocked at this behavior.
But we're doing all we can to find them, as we've related to the French authorities. Were these people to be found, and were they so publicly photographed in the future, it might be harder to explain our inability to find them a second time. I would advise that not happen.
I don't think you'll have a problem there.
Mr. Gavin, I believe there was a mix-up in your office, and some paperwork that you had been handed were misplaced. Some documents, perhaps. You would not have kept any copies of those, of course, so we'll have to relegate that to just lost paperwork. The French, of course, were welcome to search through the documents at your agency to see that there was no collusion there at all. Of course, you're beyond reproach, and we commended that your work has always been top-notch.
Thank you, sir.
As it will continue to be.
Unfortunately, government administrations do generate a lot of paperwork, and it's not always filed correctly.
Of course. It's these newfangled engines we have, they lose information all the time. Not as reliable as my man here, who keeps records quite well for me. Isn't that right? And his manservant is busily shorthanding away on a piece of paper.
Doesn't even pay attention to what he's saying.
He doesn't appear to be.
He probably just shorthanded that his sentence there.
Mm-hmm. Kevin doesn't say it, but he knows full well. Should any paperwork be required, I'm sure Tesla could arrange for it to be found.
Exactly.
On any matter at all, pointing to any direction at all.
So, now that that's behind us, if the French authorities do wish to question you, of course you will be good citizens of Metapol and tell them all that they need to know, I'm sure. And we can put this mess behind us. He motions that you all put the files into the center of the table.
I put it in the center of the table and kind of lean back.
Yep. He pushes a button on his suspiciously throne-like chair, and the table flashes a very bright light for a moment, and the files on its surface kind of burst into fire.
Yep, that's why I leaned back. I kind of look at the floor beneath me and see if there's actually any chutes that lead out underneath it.
But alive, the fire didn't quite burn me.
I'm just worried you made the chair out of the same thing you made the desk out of.
Well,
I don't know what happened. They spontaneously combusted.
So he has his manservant come around, and there's another silver platter, and he hands a little box to just Alex. Dr. Babar, you've shown yourself to have an uncommonly good knack of putting yourself into odd situations. You've worked for the guilds before and have done moderately good work for us. Since you have now met
Mr. What's the fun of being in the normal situations? Sorry.
Now that you have met Mr. Gavin and Mr. Bishop here,
you're forever tainted and shall be shot in the
I'm afraid that I'm going to have to somewhat change your contract with the guilds, as it were. And just in background, Alex knows that Tesla is the head of the guilds, but he's kind of like, you know, the more equal among equals. He doesn't run it so much as he is like the person in control at the moment. What I have to offer you is a special contract to not the guilds and to not power, but to myself. There are things that have been shaping up in Metapol of late, and not just this affair with the anti-guild control, as they say. And I will tell you that a lot of the rumors are unfounded, but some are true. There are memberships of the guild, particularly in certain countries, that are profiting widely by having the war continue. I won't deny that. We're not all that way. Metapol in particular is set to be an example of how non-guild control can help build businesses and have the technology increase for all of us, for the better and for the good. But things are shaping up quickly and are coming to a head where these factions of the guilds may very well go to war within itself very soon. And I'm sure you've seen the devastation this world war has caused. Can you imagine what further devastation would be caused if the guild itself went to war with itself?
Yes, I can imagine that. But tell me one thing, Tesla. Will there be danger in this task?
Danger, certain death, doom, of course.
And
great, I'm in.
What's in the box is a pen-like device that has a narrow opening on the front. Through your medical skill, you may be familiar with it. It is a sort of injector device. And Tesla asks, I merely need a sample of your blood.
Oh, is that all you wanted? No, reach into his back. Sample of his blood. No, just kidding. yeah, he'll let it take his blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's up his clothes, got a jar labeled blood, one of urine, one of feces, one of bile.
There are some more documents in the case as well. One of them renews your guild troubleshooting contract. Another one is basically a state secrecy sheet, basically saying work that you that you're doing for a Tesla is considered to be state secrets to the crown, and you know any talk outside of this environment or telling other people about it is subject to the laws of treason, etc., etc. Drawing and quartering, hanging, burning, you get it.
Yeah, sign the paperwork. He really doesn't care at this point. He's just like, ooh, there's going to be intrigue and challenge. I really should have my lawyer take a look at this, but whatever. I'm sure I can trust him.
He says with a completely straight face, in the new regime, we kill them first.
But who am I going to charge like three times the normal rate to a tree?
But if you have three times as many patients, you can spread out that a bit more.
That's true, but then I can't.
No, I promise. We are not going to governmentalize healthcare. I promise. the rest of the day, you guys spend a good 2 hours with Tesla, in which his manservant does bring out a meal and some fine cigars and liquor. And if you want to ask him anything, he seems to be in a fairly jovial mood today. He doesn't seem to be as abrupt to dismiss you this time as he did last time.
I kind of mentioned in my briefcase that I had there last night, and if there was any chance I might be able to get it back because it would be useful in the future.
When our labs are done with it, I'll make sure it gets back to you, Bishop.
One thing, if I may, sir. I don't make anything better. As you know, paperwork does cost, and we are rather tight in my department, so if there does have to be any spare funds, I'm sure they would appreciate it, even if it's a small increase. That would, of course, enable other paperwork to be more easily generated.
I believe your department is due for a budget reanalysis soon. I will put in a word for your unit.
It helps both of us.
Any of your other contacts have any more news on Harris?
He's a slippery one.
You probably see Gavin and even Alice for this one face palming as soon as you meet him.
Who's Harris?
He's a slippery one. I'm not quite sure if this Harris person even exists. We seem to not have much of a trail on him. Mr. Bishop, you've done excellent work for us, but are you sure about this Harris person?
I look over to Gavin. We saw him, right? Or at least he claims his name is Harris. Maybe going under a false name.
Bishop, when you turn to look over at Gavin, Tesla kind of catches Gavin's eye and gives him this really slow wink.
I look puzzled as Bishop looks at me. That's cool right this moment.
Well, do you have any more information about the Hold Ace gang?
Not yet. Not that I'm able to give you, but Your group is one of the first that will get it. We have an international group as well that's working on this. The Hold Ace Gang is relatively new to Metapol, but is not unknown in other places. Apparently, their pilots, it's best not to speak of it yet. I will make sure you get a complete dossier once we are able to release and verify what we found. It's very troubling, though.
And now on to a happier subject.
Bunnies?
Yes, tea and biscuits are served. If you didn't have anything else directly you wanted to ask, go ahead.
I strike up a conversation about the Tesla weapons and how fabulous I think they are.
Weapons? My dear boy, we don't deal with weapons. They're devices of energy manipulation to better provide the technological basis our society needs to expand. He goes on to this spiel about, you know, weapons, but how crass. These aren't weapons.
Now, if only wars could be fought with non-lethal weapons, that's what I would hope for the future. If everybody could go home at the end of the day, that would be great.
He kind of makes reference to the suit you saw him trying out at the beginning. It's like, take for instance my Mark A5 heavy construction suit.
So tell me, how much contact do you have with the foreign government vessel?
Actually, he does get kind of serious with this for a moment. He's been kind of just ribbing you and, you know, is having a good time with you to this point. And then he gets a little serious with this and says, well, as I am the head of the guilds for the crown, I have counterpoints in France, in Germany, in Spain. Some of our relations, we work well together. Others would be my opposite extremes, the contingency within the guild that wishes to gather power to itself.
I can trust you, though, that you won't hold what I've done in a war prior against me, despite the anger that it caused in some of the members of government.
Of course not. We wouldn't see fit to give you a guild charter if we held anything against you otherwise. You've proven yourself to be an able man.
I have trusted people in the past and they have used their position of power to try to get rid of me before. But I'm going to take it on faith that you are not going to do the same.
Yes,
and he is deadly serious.
This is the great Tesla. Why would he betray you?
He kind of sits back into his chair as he mulls over his wine cup and says, well, at the end of the day, my son, all we have is faith. I could give you platitudes and assure you all day long that I have really nothing more than the benefit of humanity as a whole. It's my dearest wish, but a man's actions speak for themselves. And in time, as my agent, you'll know whether your faith is well-placed or not.
That makes two of us that want to make the world a better place, but I am not building heavy construction suits to do the task.
Foundation must be built to create a new house. And foundations are hard things to build. Sometimes it requires force. Sometimes words. But a foundation is required nonetheless. Now that he's gotten a little bit more maudlin, he does dismiss you guys.
Yeah.
And as we're going out, Gavin probably sneaks a little bit of away as I completely go into a nice spiel to Alex about Harris.
I've just figured out my last aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Holds himself in high esteem.
What does my taser gun work? Just install for a moment, Bishop.
Yeah, that would work. That would work. All right. A little shorter than normal. But is there
just one other thing we'll do, 5 seconds, that we'll get Bada's voice recognized by the answering machine.
Ah, yes.
And tell them about the answering machine.
Yes.
Well, if you guys ever need me, you can reach me at my secretary, and I'll give him a card. I'll give David a card.
And we'll also get him to get his car dropped off at Drina's garage where she can fix it and stuff.
Yeah, there's these two huge dents in either side of the car. You know, it's just very symmetrical. You just hit the lamppost exactly the same each time on separate sides.
It's a design choice. It's not an issue with the car.
It needed to be more aerodynamic, so he took it upon himself to make that change.
Now, if your car doesn't come out the same way it went in, it'll probably be better. Don't worry.
Or it'll explode, one or the other.
Hey, well, I wonder if Tesla knows about my experiment on what happens when you use a taser on a car engine.
Judging by the photos, yes. I'm also going to invite them around to my place to have some drinks and some food.
That seriously seems like a design flaw, though.
Your Harris thing, is that an aspect or a stunt or what?
Aspect. Damn you, Harris.
I think I might end up with an aspect. Damn you, Stresser, at some point.
You might. I think you. Oh, you all have successfully earned an aspect watched by the French.
Yeah, I didn't already have that.
Watched by the French is an aspect?
You were all tagged by your various watchers, so that is something I can bring into play. You are all watched by the French.
Like, I don't have enough things you can tag on.
I'm not even going to write that down.
Nope. It's more for my regard, but it's what's they call the contemporary tag, like when your guy was on fire or et cetera.
Yeah. Like, Bada has a tag that says medical doctor, if it's relevant or not. Mm-hmm.
Your recording briefcase is returned to you. It's left at your door as a package, Bishop. And they left you a nice recording of some of Harris's lab notes recorded onto it.
Really?
Yeah, what you don't hear is the subliminal messages in there. Nor Harris, he's a good guy.
After you listen to it once, it goes away, so you can't fly it to anybody else.
What? I must record this. Write it down. Write it to the notes. Put it to the file.
It's already recording. It's on a recording device. What could go wrong?
Mm-hmm. I put it back in. No.
This is Harris.
I have to put it in paper format. Because then I could have my stacks of papers and it can go in the file.
And as normally the government's due, Gavin's department gets a 10% budget increase, but they have to cut their employees by 3. So you end up doing more work for a 10% increase. But they do install a nice coffee machine.
Oh, well, that makes it a little better.
I'm going to have a fun time messing with your nurses there, Alex. They have reason to dislike you.
Oh, yeah, but they're working for one of the best doctors in the entire metropole.
Yes.
Make sure you're careful with the nurses. You don't want one of them to be captured, beaten, raped, along those lines. It's not pretty, trust me.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. You have recently, doing this as a compel. You can take this if you want. You may take a fate chip, Alex, if you want this, but this is a compel. I'm going to state that you recently hired a new secretary who came with very good recommendations, one from Tesla himself. Her name is Abigail.
Okay, I'll take that. I don't have any problem.
Okay.
I'm just keeping an eye on her because I don't 100% trust Tesla. Mm-hmm.
yes, Miss, your Abigail Banks now has a job, Bishop.
I thought she already had a job.
This is the job.
I thought she was hired, I thought she got another job back at her old place because Tesla was going to use her for information.
Yeah, she got an upgrade. There you go.
Okay, she got a raise. Okay.
She's my nighttime person. Or wait, no, wait. yeah, that would be funny, wouldn't it? You never get to beat her because she's always working the night shift.
Or better yet, every time Bishop gets a bullet in him, he shows up at your lab at night.
And I get hit, and I get slapped, and it's like, not again, Bishop. I don't know. Actually, she leaves me there to bleed because she doesn't want to get involved.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. She doesn't want to get involved, but yeah, she's in another person that's involved, working for another person that's involved. She's probably going to get captured again, but at least I won't get blamed. You'll get blamed.
Why will I get blamed?
Because you're the one that got her captured last time. So it must be you that is part of the problem.
Damn you, Harris!
Is there anything else you guys wanted to go over in game before we end? Otherwise, 3 experience.
Do we get a bit of a break now before the next time?
Yeah, you don't have anything set up to happen within a few days now, so we can have a longer break, in the interim time this time.
Well, okay, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do. Since we're gonna have a longer break, I might as well spend the points on skills instead of buying another refresh.
We never asked Bert, how you doing anyway?
Oh, my back still has little twinges to it, but at least I can walk up right now. Serves me right for doing too much at the gym.
Yeah, I had that problem with when I was doing some weights. My arms have been killing me for the past couple of days.
Muscle pulls are the worst. They can take forever to get better.
Yep.
But hope you guys had fun with that tonight.
Yeah.
There was a real chance that Ilsa and Victor would have been killed.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm surprised they got out alive, actually.
I'm surprised she lived.
Well, if you hadn't had a doctor this time, probably would not have.
No, it's not. I disagree. You don't have a very high doctor skill. You have a good doc. You have a great doctor skill with a specialization. Yeah. Trust me, I have a very high context and a very high firearms.
My scholarship's at superb.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
For my firearms specialization, can I just say my taser gun? Can I use that as my specialization?
Specialization in electrical firearms. Weapons or tasers? You could take that.
No, I meant my specific gun.
Oh, and your specific gun?
Yeah.
That's specific.
Yeah, sure, you can do that. That's fine.
Wouldn't you want to do, like, pistols instead? Because that would seem more appropriate and more the way all the other specializations are going.
Oh, well, no, I'm specializing with this weapon because it's multifunction. Yeah.
And since he spent a stunt on it, it's not something I can permanently take away from him, so it's not it would not be wasted as an add-on for a skill.
Plus, it's the weapon of choice for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't actually write this with the intent that there was going to be a doctor playing in it tonight. So.
Thank God.
Yeah, just as well.
Thank God.
The other aspect of my character didn't come in where he's a forensic doctor, so that'll be fun once we do another murder.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll get back to a murder soon.
And now that there's actually a lull and stuff that you have to deal with right away, we can get into more of those, the mysteries.
Yeah, and I can also use some of my points now to raise stuff instead of saving it.
So hopefully I did all right, because I usually did more crunchy type games for this.
Session 11. Join us at obsidianportal.com after doing a search for Steam, Steel, and Murder to find our page. The forums are now live there. You can contact us directly, as always, at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. The music in this podcast was performed by Kevin MacLeod. More of his work can be found at incompetech.com. Join us again next week for Session 12, and thanks for listening.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it?
That's a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I get the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after.
And
besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.